Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, peoples. Yes, we are aware that we are late.
Yay!
However, I'm having some technical difficulties up in this piece. It is weird.
Just a few. It happens. It's all right.
This is the weirdest thing ever. I can't even see the switchboard to do music, but we're in somehow. So good morning to all of you out there. You don't get any music this morning. This is weird.
This is definitely very weird, very weird. And we're hoping that you're hearing us. So, yeah.
If you are, send us a tweet. And if you're not, send us a tweet anyway.
I'm sure they will. They'll be like, where's the show? Where's the Ginger and the Corey?
It's, you know what it is? It's actually Blog Talk, believe it or not.
It's something. Blog Talk, I will cut you.
Well, no, seriously, every other page I'm on is loading just fine except for Blog Talk.
Huh. That's crazy. So we need to go and kick Blog Talk in the ass.
Butt. It's all right. Nobody can probably hear you anyway.
Whoops.
There.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and pull it up and see whether or not we can hear us.
Well, that's if it'll load for you, because the page just loaded for me. It would not just a second ago. It would not resolve. It kept saying page not found. But we could get in because, you know, they have all this backdoor stuff.
I see it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was on three different computers, and it would not load up until just now. I'm standing here going, refresh, refresh, refresh. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Let me do this little bit of music just to give you a little bit. Are you able to hear us, Jen?
No, I hit play.
That's enough of that. Just to give you all something to get stuck in your head. Jay was mad at me yesterday about the fact that he couldn't get the Wonder Woman song out of his head after we logged off. You're welcome.
I don't think we're even recording.
This is fun.
Did I hit play and like...
Well, the first couple of seconds, you're not going to hear us, so you might want to refresh.
No, like I hit play and it goes right back to not doing anything.
Cool.
Like it pauses. You know how like... Yeah, there it goes. It goes back to where you get to hit play again. So it's not recording even.
Lovely. If anybody out there can hear us, help!
All right, I'm going to hit up the guys and see whether or not they can hear us.
I was about to hit an episode and just be done with it. Thank you, good night!
Well, seriously, I mean, if we're not even recording, you know?
It says we're live, but I don't see anything. Well, I got a switchboard now, so that's good on the one that we're connected on. Lovely. It's saying we're all connected and everything. I don't know, guys. If you can hear us, say something.
I just tweeted them. Let's see.
Maybe I should hang up and call us all back. Let's try that.
Couple of seconds. And
well, no, I mean, am I breaking up the way where it's bad?
No.
Okay.
Just a second ago, you sounded like GLaDOS was humping you, but it wasn't like what I've been hearing.
Okay, that's what I want to know. I'm going to cut you.
Well, there are different levels.
Hello, because we're apparently on air. Can anybody hear us? Oh, my God.
Okay.
One of those days. If you can hear us, send us a tweet. Well, you have a 30-second delay.
Wait. 30-second
delay.
I'm going to bounce in my chair for the 30 seconds.
According,
I don't have enough energy for that.
According to this, we are...
Love, unlove. Bounce in the chair, baby. All right, I'm going to hit play again.
All right, Ginger, let us know. And you out there, if you can hear everybody's eyes and it knows. We don't even know if we're on the air.
Oh, it's still not working.
This is epic suckage. Okay. I don't know what's going on. with BT or our connections or any of that business, because I can't connect via the switchboard at all. I don't know, guys. We may have to move this until later on. I have no idea.
I don't know. 210 followers. Thank you, everybody. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
If they can't hear us, which we don't know if they can.
I'm going to reply to Horace and see. Can you hear us now?
Maybe I shouldn't have restarted, because apparently. Look on our on the
Oh.
What?
Oh, there we go. I hear us.
You hear us?
I hear us.
Let me see if I hear us. I hear nothing. That comes right in with you. Thank you, everybody. My mom. All right. Apparently, we can be heard now. Sorry, guys. What us?
Blog talk. You dirty, dirty thing that I cannot say on daytime air.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. You've lost 10 minutes. But, hey, we were this short before. Wow. Isn't tonight our whole long show? Let's hope this doesn't happen again.
It is Thursday. I was like, what are you talking about? You're right. Oh, girl.
Right. I'm talking to the news.
After this, I finally found out what it was that I've been smelling that's burning.
What?
I have multiple computers in my home. The other one sitting right next to mine was what was burning. The hard drive is fried.
Ooh.
Yes, thankfully, it was not my work computer. It was just the play computer.
Well, that's even worse.
True, because, yeah, I was going to sit down and, you know, we're going to play some games, and no, nothing. So I get to go to Best Buy in a little bit, which you know I hate. I hate Best Buy, and I get to go buy a hard drive.
If you live near me, you could just walk right into my closet. And be
girl,
like, which one do you
I know, and I just threw away some hard drives the other day. Actually, I didn't throw them away. I went and donated them.
You never throw away a hard drive.
I shouldn't have. And you know this is the whole reason why this has even happened, because I got rid of my spare parts. But I'm getting ready to move, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to use these. I'm planning on upgrading in a couple of months anyways. I'm just going to go ahead and go donate these.
I'll tell you
and
what
the
I'm
the minute I do, like, a hard drive burns.
Let me tell you what I'm smelling. Cookies. I don't know why. Just suddenly. As soon as you said burning, I smell cookies.
Oh. All right. I got a comment. Somebody posted something on Facebook that's amusing. I hate it when crumbs fall in your cleavage sometimes. My boobs eat more than I do. True story.
This is very, very true.
All right. I really had nothing to do with gaming, but yeah.
We had to share. Okay, so we got to get into our... We got to get into our news because everybody's like,
because I've got...
Go ahead. I shut everything down because I was like, something is wrong.
Yeah. All right. Derek Lowe, if you weren't a college student and, like, way too young, I'd totally climb in your lap because this is hot. I am pulling this from the tech section of Yahoo. Not exactly the gaming section, but the tech section. It's still geeky, so hey, let's go with it. Ridiculously automated dorm room draws official school inquiry. Derek Lowe is just your ordinary college freshman who turned his Berkeley dorm room into a futuristic smart home with automatic window shades, voice-activated lights, and preset college scenarios such as emergency party buttons. His video demo of the room has stirred up a frenzy of online media attention and earned him a notice from resident hall officials to appear at a judicial hearing. Wow. Lowe began imagining his Berkeley ridiculously automated dorm after stumbling across a similar idea several years ago. Putting his plan into action required some tolerant roommates, a few weeks of patience, and about $200 to $300 worth of stuff off-the-shelf equipment. Once finished, he posted the project's details and a video showing the spectacular results online. Most of Brad was simply easy and straightforward as long as you're resourceful. It took me the most time to get the voice recognition to work and implement a setup for automating the curtains. This is so cool. No, I don't have anything else running. Nothing. And I hear that too. I have no idea where that's coming from.
Oh, no, man. We pick up all kinds of crazy stuff here. Okay. I don't know.
I don't have any other audio going. I don't know what that is.
That.
I thought that was coming from you.
I think you should have said something.
Well, you know, I figured you were just running something. I figured it was, you know, some kind of
I don't know, trailer or something. I have to cut my ginger.
Why? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to have to cut you, but I believe I'm going to have to cut you today. I'm going to have to.
Don't cut me. Don't cut me.
No even light surface abrasion for you. Just cut.
You know what? That might actually help. I'll have to tell you about all this later. All right. So the new Brad video shows Lo controlling his dorm room curtain and lights with a wireless remote, apps on his iPhone and iPad, and even voice recognition through his MacBook Air laptop. Lo can also simply speak to activate lighting curtain scenarios such as sleep mode and homework mode. There it goes quiet. I don't know what that was. Although the tongue-in-cheek demonstration of romantic mode and a mode that dims the lights, cues a softly lit disco ball, and plays Elton John's Can You Feel the Love Tonight, may raise eyebrows among prospective dates. Oh my God, this is awesome. Anyways, all right, this story is quite long, and I would totally finish it, except that, you know, we've already had 10 minutes worth of no talking, hardly. So, yeah, this is up in the Yahoo text section. Go over and check it out. And Derek Lowe, when you're done with this, can you come do this to my house? Please. Wow. Come on. I mean, an automated dorm room. How cool is that?
You know, sometimes we do need to get up and move around. Let me just paint a picture for you. Have you seen that movie, WALL-E?
Yes.
You see all the people that are too big to get up and move, and they just roll around. That's where we're headed if we don't stop all this automated.
See, this isn't like that. This is just, you know, controls the lights and the window shades.
You are missing my point. If you look at it, according to the movie, that's how we got that way. We didn't want to get up and move anything.
That's true. I just think it's so cool. Mm-hmm. I want a smart house.
Mm-hmm. We all gonna think it's so cool until we cannot get out of our chairs and we're slurping things from cups.
Have you watched Eureka at all?
I refuse.
Oh, you watch Rika. There's a chair there, lives in a smart house, a bungalow that's been turned into a smart house. And her name is Sarah. And it's so awesome. I love it.
I love the idea, but I don't want to be in the chair slurping stuff out of the cup, Ginger. Just saying.
Well, it's not like that.
No, that's what's going to happen.
That's true.
You keep trying to see, that's how they get us, because you keep saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like that. Yes, flash forward about 20 years when you can't get up out of your chair, Ginger.
true.
Because you have this whole automated house and you have to move for nothing. No. Well, 200,000 people have now joined the secret war. Mm-hmm. We did tell you guys about it. 200,000 Illuminati dragon and
Illuminati.
Yes, Illuminati. Baby, all for the eye. And Templar initiates are now fighting amongst the secret war, and over 50 million agents have been deployed so far. Funcom is very excited to share this news, and the participants, they say, are now enraged in a battle through the secret war, which is a unique browser-based social experience that draws upon the conflict between three secret societies and Funcom's upcoming MMO, The Secret World, which is due to launch in just over a month. Are you excited? The Secret World MMO pitches players against each other as they fight for the power to control the world for their particular secret society through the Secret War social experience. Participants.
Yeah, this is blog talk because you're starting to do the whole breakup thing again.
Yeah, it's got to be BT because I'm on a whole different computer. Or it could be my connection here at Comcast, you bastards. So participants can get a taste of the epic conflict that hits on June the 19th. In this unique social experience, participants recruit their friends to join the battle and use them as agents on a world map to spread influence for one of these secret societies, the Illuminati, the Dragon, or the Templar. Am I still breaking up?
No.
Okay.
I'm looking for blog talk on Twitter.
While doing so, they unlock items that can be used in the Secret World MMO at launch, such as clothing, weapons, elixirs, and even in-game titles. Through this social experience, participants can engage themselves in deeper in conflict that they will get to play in the Secret World MMO. They can also win a trip to Funcom and even a chance to have their name permanently in world. Mm-hmm. So over 200,000 of you have registered so far, and the experience has had over 1.2 million visits in total. Each participant spends 20 minutes on average playing at each visit. Over 50 million agents have been deployed by the 200,000 participants. Since the launch on April 18th, additional strategic layers have been added to the experience, and participants must now work together towards a common goal every week. The secret society that performs the best by the end of the week will see all their members be rewarded with unique items that can be used in the Secret World MMO. This week, we battle for the Heart of Africa, a health-boosting talisman Mm-hmm. Okay, so The Secret World, of course, is developed by Funcom. I'm going to cut this short since Ginger says I'm breaking up. You can't hear me anyway. Developed by Funcom, published by EA Partners, published by EA. And, of course, for more information, you can pop over to thesecretworld.com and also to sign up for the beta access. Am I badly breaking up, Ginger?
You are off and on, yes.
Terrible.
Just I know, right?
Terrible.
Okay, all right. Well, you read that one, so I'm going to go with some Pirate Bay. Traffic surges at the Pirate Bay after court ordered ban in UK. Last week, the High Court in the United Kingdom ruled that the country's leading ISPs must block their subscribers from the Pirate Bay. The ruling was supposed to kill the massive amounts of traffic that went to the popular BitTorrent site, but in the short term, it has the opposite effect, according to Torrent Freak. Yesterday, the Pirate Bay had 12 million more visitors than it has ever had. ISPs, including Sky, Everything Everywhere, TalkTalk, O2, and Virgin Media, are being forced to enable the blocks in the next few weeks. A site insider from Torrent Freak says, "We should write a thank you letter to the BPI." He or she went on to call the ruling free advertising that would inevitably increase traffic to the site. Another thing that's good with the traffic surge is that we now have time to teach even more people how to circumvent internet censorship. Wow. They say VPN is the current buzzword. That's awesome. All right, well, that one is short. Can I grab another one? I'm going to grab another one.
Yeah, they can't hear me anyway, so okay. You might as well just okay. Go.
All right, we talked about Burn Jita. Now we got some rundowns on it. GamePolitics.com. CCP analyzes aftermath of EVE player event Burn Jita. CCP Games said last week that it would not interfere. What are you doing, Miss Corey? Corey? Okay, anyways. CCP Games said last week that it would not interfere in the player-created EVE Online in-game event, Jita Burning. The event was planned for months by members of the Goon Swarm Alliance, and on Friday, thousands of ships converged on the Jita Trade Hub for a massive and violent attack. The trading center of the EVE Online universe really was on fire. Now that the dust has settled, developer CCP Games has taken the time to analyze the event. It offers its finding on the official EVE Online community site. CCP software director Erlinder S. Portensensen wrote on the EVE Online community site, "Starting last Friday, it was on fire. Actually, Jita itself wasn't on fire, but thousands of players who normally find it a safe haven of trade and economic gameplay found their ships on fire. Everything from a lonely hauler up to the simply massive, highly armored freighters moving thousands of USD equivalents of ships and goods." Portingson says it was a pretty big deal, and it all happened because a few players wanted to make it happen, and then after convincing thousands of others to join them from around the world, they made it happen. According to data gathered by CCP Games, the total damage inflicted over the three-day event was, oh, holy crap, 45,117,952 hit points sold out in 249,021 hits. CCP Games was also delighted that EVE players took videos and screenshots of the event and got online to either boast about it or complain about it. Basically, anyone in the vicinity of the hub was a participant, whether they wanted to be or not. All right, if you want to read a detailed accounting of it, you can head over to community.eveonline.com/devblog. Go over and check it out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Am I breaking up?
Not at the moment, no.
Well, we were talking with the guys about this the other night. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And you interrupt me when I'm breaking up. Don't let me talk. You stop and say, I can't hear you. Okay, so Elder Scrolls. Yeah, Bethesda Softworks is announcing the Elder Scrolls Online. We did tell the guys that they were up to something. Didn't we say that over at Gamer Focus?
Uh-huh, we did. We totally did, yeah.
Because yeah, they were griping. It's not any new things. We said they're up to something. Okay, mm-hmm. So Bethesda and ZeniMax have announced the Elder Scrolls Online, an MMO that's currently in development at ZeniMax Studios. The Elder Scrolls Online will be the first Elder Scrolls game to allow gamers to explore the legendary Elder Scrolls world along with others. Yay. It's being developed for PC and Mac under the leadership of industry veteran Matt Fiorer, who has spent the last two decades working in online game development. Details about the games are being revealed in an exclusive cover story with Game Informer today, or in June's issue, actually, which ships to subscribers and newsstands this month. So probably maybe next week or so you'll be able to grab it. He's quoted as saying, "We've been working hard to create an online world in which players will be able to experience the epic Elder Scrolls universe with their friends, something fans have long said they wanted." He says it'll be extremely rewarding finally to unveil that we've been developing for the last several years. The entire team is committed to creating the best MMO ever. And that one is one that's worthy of the Elder Scrolls franchise. I don't like this, believe it or not. I think what we were actually asking for, Matt, was the ability to bring our friends in our game on Xbox. Not everybody. We don't want to play with everybody. Just our friends and kind of walk around and explore the world together and, you know, work that way. I don't necessarily know that I ever wanted it to be an MMO. I think, you know, I don't know. I was, it's too many orcs and troll games and stuff out is what it is. I'm tired. That's why we're looking so forward to the Secret World.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now you're starting to break up. You would say Ginger, and it was like Ginger.
Well, I cut off actually.
That
I didn't.
Weird.
I didn't finish saying your name, so that's why it went Ginger.
Okay. Maybe that's what it was. All right. What have we got? We have got so much stuff going on this morning, and I feel like I don't know even where to start. All right. We're gonna start with crazy, because you know it's all about Crazy Thursday. Crazy Thursday. Man, Crazy started early Thursday, too. Mm-hmm. Video game causes bomb scare. There's nothing wrong with being safe and cautious when it comes to suspicious packages. That's what local law enforcement thought as they called in the bomb squad for a suspicious package in the township of St. Charles, Illinois, when someone spotted a small gray metal box near the Kane County Courthouse Wednesday morning. The box was first spotted by security of the courthouse at 8:10 a.m., stuck up on a berm reinforced by stones behind a bush in a landscaped area to the west of the courthouse entrance. Because the box was in an odd location, security decided to call in the bomb squad. "We knew it wasn't there last night, so we treated it suspiciously," says Kane County Sheriff's Lieutenant Pat Gingler. Anyways, the Kane County Bomb Squad patrol officers from the Sheriff's Office and St. Charles Police closed the west parking lot near the courthouse and used a robotic device to look into the box. Police also directed visitors to the courthouse to the east parking lot. Gingler said that the court's business for the day was not disrupted by all the security or the bomb scare and inevitably began the business day at 10 a.m. So what was in the mysterious metal box? Apparently, three different law enforcement agencies converged on the county courthouse to find that the box contained a PlayStation 2 game, a weight loss video, and a calculator. It looked like somebody threw something away they brought from home. He added that the sheriff's department would continue to try to find the owner of the box. Indeed, though police may have just given the owner a citation for making them bring out the robot who loves to fondle explosive devices. Wow, people, it was a PlayStation game, and you treated it like a bomb. On one hand, I understand in today's world, people are nuts, and you cannot be too safe. On the other hand,
Hello?
a game in a box with a calculator. And you wasted how much money and manpower to check out a box? A box.
Well, don't they have scanners and stuff for that now?
I know. I was thinking that, too. Don't you have, like, dogs that would sniff out explosives? Can't you bring one in and be all like, "Hey, look, this is not an explosive.
Hey, look, it's a PlayStation."
Nom, 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 nom. It's a donut.
Donut.
What is donut?
Are you still able to hear me, darling?
I can hear you, but you are doing the wonky thing that you've been doing the past couple of days.
I'm going to be quiet. Go, Ginger.
All right. I will go. GamePolitics.com again. Harmonix says, "We don't know why Rock Band iOS app giving users expiration warnings." Users of the iOS version of Rock Band were surprised to receive a notice from the game's warning warning them that it was going to expire on May 31st. First noted by this Reddit thread and pictured to your left, the notice warned users that the $4.99 app that was going to expire at the end of the month. Warned users that the $4.99 app was going to expire at the end of the month, but iTunes is
still selling the app without such a warning, and EA is incommunicado on the story as of this writing. When Kotaku talked to the rock band creator Harmonix, they didn't seem to know why the game was spitting out such notice either, adding that the game was being handled by EA Mobile. EA Mobile is responsible for the publishing and hosting of Rock Band iOS. We're reaching out to them to better understand what's happening with the app. It could just be a technical hiccup that EA is trying to fix, but it doesn't make sense why they would be selling a $5 app today that they plan to kill off in less than 30 days. Except that EA is evil. So, I'm not surprised. I'm really not. Yay!
She says yay.
Yay.
I would talk, but nobody can hear it at me, so I will be quiet.
Yeah, Horace says you sound like Decepticon.
Yeah, he's trying to make funny jokes. Notice I use the word trying.
I love you, Miss Corey.
I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to sit here and read my gaming news. All the stories I can't share.
Oh. All right, well, I guess I'm going to try another one. Wow, I see my voice going quick. Prototype 2 developers ride for cancer research charity. Prototype 2 creators of Radical Entertainment is working with the BC Cancer Foundation to raise money for the fight against cancer as part of the Ride to Conquer Cancer event. The team taking part in the Ride to Conquer Cancer, Radical Riders, hopes to raise $50,000 in donations to support the organization and to further research against the disease. Prototype 2 producer John Lim and lead animator Gerald Sombolinar are both taking part in the charity ride. Those who donate a minimum of $5 will be put in the drawing to win Prototype 2 posters, a signed shirt, a signed copy of Prototype 2 on PS3 or Xbox 360, a signed Prototype 2 Collector's Edition for PS3 or Xbox 360, or an official James Heller Prototype 2 leather jacket. You can get involved and make your donation over at conquercancer.ca. Of course, giving anything is great, but giving above and beyond the minimum is downright heroic. The world needs more heroes. As of this writing, $22,152.55 of the team's $50,000 goal had been reached. That's awesome. All right, and there is a video to teach you more about Prototype 2 and the BC Cancer Foundation and the Radical Riders. You should really go check it out. It's over on GamePolitics.com this morning. Actually, it's also on YouTube, so I'm going to tweet it. So please check my Twitter in just a minute because, yeah, if you can do anything to help, please, please do so.
Wait.
Or maybe I would link. Oh, great. Is my stuff going to lock up now? I know better than to open up YouTube.
Has it been crashing for YouTube?
Just randomly. Oh, loud music. All right, there we go. I'm going to hit the share. I'm going to tweet it, and then I'm going to close it before hopefully it crashes my Google Chrome.
So it's been acting that way with Firefox, too, so something is going on. I'm going to need y'all to fix y'all's problems, issues.
Yeah. Oh, I've got an update on the whole Rock Band thing.
Oh.
EA Rock Band iOS isn't being discontinued. Electronic Arts says that it's not shutting down or discontinuing Rock Band on iOS devices and calls a notice sent to customers as well as a FAQ entry errors. Error. Anyways, I got to watch that movie later. Speaking to Polygon, an EA spokesperson assured that publication that the iOS version of the Harmonix hit music game isn't going anywhere. EA said that the pop-up message that the app sent to users was an oopsie. The
oopsie?
Message pop-up, yeah.
Who the hell uses the word oopsie?
I don't know, but they used it, so I had to go with it. Oopsie! The message popped up when users opened the Rock Band iOS app. It warned users that, "Dear Rockers, on May 31st, Rock Band will no longer be playable on your device. Thanks for rocking out with us."
That sounds
like
they got hacked.
Yeah, that sounds like an oopsie. That sounds like y'all were thinking about closing it down or are planning to do it in the future. And you've put this in, and it released too soon. So I'm going to say that I predict that in the next 6 months, this app is gone. Electronic Arts issued a statement today saying that the message was an error and apologized for it. Rock Band for iOS will remain live. The in-app message users received yesterday was sent in error. We apologize for the confusion that caused. We're working to clarify the issue that caused the error, and we'll share additional information as soon as possible. All right. Yeah. Like I said, though, I totally assume they're actually shooting this down. They probably have a timetable already, and they were implementing this so that it would go out when it does. And some developer out there missed a line of code somewhere, and it got released earlier. What do you think, Corey?
I think we're going to have to cut Blog Talk is what I think.
I hear Ginger fine.
No, what I see is I hear you, but occasionally you both go underwater.
I haven't seen that part because, see, I'm looking at Horace's, and he says, I hear Ginger fine.
Jay said he can hear us, but occasionally we both go underwater. So I don't know what's going on, BT, and they booted me out of the
chat. Oh, there's three dimensions.
Huh? What'd you say?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah. It's to say Twitter just now updated and gave me those, so I don't know. I don't know. I'm at this point going to blame Comcast. Comcast, you crappy internet service provider. You need to be cut all sorts of ways.
That'll make you useless to a woman or a man.
I don't care which way you go. I'll make you useless to both.
Well, I guess we will soldier ahead because I guess me being quiet is not helping. Okay, so Microsoft Research has scooped up a former Yahoo employee, or actually several former Yahoo employees, as it opens up its New York City lab. According to VentureBeat, with the move, Microsoft aims to tap into the fledgling tech ecosystem of the city, one that is home to both growing startup scene a growing startup scene, and an established academic community. The lab will join Microsoft Research's 12 global locations, which span 7 countries. The news comes with the acquisition of 14 former Yahoo researchers who will head up a new operation. 3 of the higher-profile hires include Duncan Watts, David Pinnock, John Langford, all of whom, who are leaders in their respective fields. Pinnock, who specializes in algorithmic economics, will act as an assistant managing director for the new lab alongside Microsoft researcher Jennifer Chase, who will continue to direct Microsoft Research New England. Also in their new jobs at Microsoft Research, the team will focus on broadly taking data sources from the web and applying them social sciences and actual Microsoft. What is going on with my computer? I got all kind of crazy stuff popping up. It's weird. Okay, and this is not the computer that's connected to anything. Okay, so in their jobs at Microsoft, did I already say that part? I did. Okay, there is something that the researchers stress as vital. One of them is quoted as saying with my ambition for the New York City lab is that it will be a leading center, if not the leading center for computational experimental social science. This is from Mr. or Ms. Watts. I can't remember who that was. I said, leveraging the intellectual capital of New York City and academic community, the tremendous data assets of Microsoft and Microsoft partners, and the rapidly growing technical scene. Congratulations on your new job, Yahoo folk.
Congratulations. All right.
I don't think that's a Atlantis retweet. What's wrong with that boy today?
I don't know. All right. So since we're already complaining about Comcast, I'm just going to go ahead and go with this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we actually talked about this a couple of weeks ago, so this is not news. See, people, you listen to us every day. You get the news before it's actually news. Sony holding off on streaming video services because of Comcast data caps. Sony said earlier this week that it's holding off on launching a video service online because of Comcast data capping policies and its preferential treatment to its own video services. I read about this weeks ago. Oh my God, congested. Sony executive Michael Aragon told Variety on Monday that Comcast discriminatory data caps are giving the company concerns about launching an internet video service that would compete with cable and satellite TV services. In March, Comcast announced that video streamed to the Xbox from Comcast video service would be exempt from the 250 gigabytes monthly bandwidth cap subscribers have to adhere to. Sony went on to say that it was waiting on clarity from regulators on whether they would allow Comcast to exempt its own video services from broadband caps. Netflix complained all about this very practice last month, and opponents of Comcast NBC Universal merger predicted that if given the chance, Comcast would give its video content priority over other video streaming traffic. Aragon says these guys have the pipe and the bandwidth. If they start capping things, it gets difficult. ComCrap holds more than 20% of the residential broadband market, which is why so many video streaming and entertainment services are peeved that they are giving special treatment to their own services. But what everyone is really wondering is why the FCC seems to be ignoring that ComCrap is doing this.
Well, because they can. It is their service. I would like to say they can, so they can do what they want with it. If you don't like it, you can go. Unfortunately, there's nowhere to go, but it is their service.
Yeah.
They can give preferential treatment to their own service. It makes perfect sense. That's like you saying, I'm in my house. I made breakfast to everybody, but I'm going to get most of it because I made the breakfast and it's my house.
I don't have to like it, though.
No, we don't have to like it, but that's the long and short of it. It's right.
ComCrap, you suck.
And they probably tuned into the show right at that moment.
I hope you heard that, too. I'm going to say it again. You listening? You got your ears wide open? Mm-hmm. You got your sound turned all the way up, right? 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 ComCrap, you suck.
Y'all made the ginger go all in the middle register.
I know, right?
It's sad. All right. Well,
I know. I'm supposed to be all sweet and cute and adorable and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
Since when? Oh, since when? What are you?
When all the time. I'm sweet all the time.
You're getting face.
I love you.
Mm-mm. Will not save you. Will not save you. All right. So, no. Will not help you. Ginger, you cannot mute. You know we're having issues. Ginger.
I can mute.
You can.
And actually, no, that time I wasn't even muted all the way.
Oh, that was weird. All right, so apparently the 3DS is kicking booty and taking names in Japan. They are still at the top of the hardware charts. The Nintendo 3DS is still the leading hardware sales console in Japan, while Capcom's Resident Evil, Operation Raccoon City, takes the number one spot for software sales. The 3DS fell from 84,000 last week to 74,000, but it still managed a strong lead over the PSP, which saw sales of only 22,000. PS3 followed closely with 21,114 ahead of Sony's latest hardware release, the PlayStation Vita, which took fourth place. In software, Resident Evil Raccoon City took number one, followed by Mario Party for Wii. Fire Emblem Awakening for the 3DS was the number three seller. All data, of course, is courtesy of Media Create. And it covers only the sales between April 23rd and 29th, not actually these past week or so. Good for you.
Good for you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
All right, there we go. Cool, because like everything locked up there for a second as I had gone to Twitter to check out my tweets, and then I couldn't get back to the news stories.
You know
that
what?
Was fun. What?
Got some issues going on. I don't know what's going on. Is somebody trying to take over the internet? Skynet, is that you?
I don't know. Anonymous, I'm totally blaming you. I know you have nothing to do with it because you don't even know I exist, but I'm
they
totally blaming
exist.
You.
They know we exist. I we need to be scared.
I have the fluffy cakes of doom. Do not make me point them at you.
Quote of the day. Mm-hmm. Quote of the day. It's too early for that one. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Never, it's never too early for the fluffy cakes. Alright, Xbox 360 and Windows 7 banned in Germany. Motorola Mobility has won an injunction against Microsoft in Germany prohibiting the sale of products in the country, including Windows 7 and the Xbox 360. Oh, there's going to be some ticked off Germans.
I did send that yesterday, but I bet nobody heard a freaking thing I said.
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, tell them.
The injunction is the latest punch thrown in a bitter patent lawsuit between Motorola and Microsoft. A court in Mannheim, Germany, ruled today that several Microsoft products, including Internet Explorer and Windows Media Player, infringe on various Motorola patents relating to video compression technology and that Microsoft must remove those items from German stores. At issue in the German ruling are two Motorola patents for H.264 video playback. You may recall that a U.S. court ordered Motorola in April not to enforce the German ban. If it was granted to them by a German court, pending a ruling on a related patent dispute in Seattle, because of the U.S. ruling, Microsoft says that the chances of Motorola trying to enforce the German ban are somewhere between slim and none. Microsoft was also well prepared for the German ruling, having moved its European distribution operations from Germany to the Netherlands earlier in the year. The next round will take place on May 7th when the U.S. District Court in Seattle sorts through the patent dispute. Is it bad that I kind of hope that Motorola wins?
Well, they're already having to drop the price of the Xbox, so, man, this is...
It's just that whole, you know, Microsoft, you needed to be brought down a peg or two, so...
Well, I'm mad at them because they're, you know, the whole, we're going to be a whole media thing. Why didn't you just release a separate media box?
A true story.
For those of
you
us
know,
who want... our
with my game.
Yeah, if I want my gaming console, I only want gaming stuff on it. I do not want to see, you know, Liam Neeson's face popping up when I turn on my Xbox. Don't get me wrong, I love me some Liam, but I want my gaming console to be a gaming console. That's why I don't like it. I feel like a lot of gamers feel like that they just kind of abandoned us, and we're the ones who helped build Xbox.
We're going to turn our bikes. We're going to turn our backs on you, and I hope Motorola gets you. I'll send you lube and soap on a rope. It'll be okay.
Ooh, gender. The visuals that come along with that. Nasty.
All
right. Maybe he's a nasty, nasty little girl. Okay.
Yes, yes I am.
All right. So, Sherlock Holmes is coming out. Yes. Got some release date for you. Testament of Sherlock Holmes, a new investigation game for the 360, PlayStation 3, and PC, developed by Frogwares, unveiled its release date today. The new investigation of Sherlock Holmes will debut in September on consoles and PC. To celebrate this announcement, they sent us some screenshots taken directly from the crime scenes. I do not see them. I love when you send them and then you don't attach. It's hot. Oh, wait a minute. They're hiding at the bottom and they're not actually attached. Love it. So just put them right in there where we can't get to them. All right. So about the Testament of Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes causes a stir. For over 10 years, millions of players have donned the hat and magnifying glass of the world's greatest detective in a dozen games for the PC and handheld systems. This year, Sherlock Holmes makes a triumphant return in his very first adventure, specifically designed for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 games consoles. All the mystery and intrigue will also be available on PC. It is set in 1898 London. Okay, why are you all keep resending these tweets, or is Twitter just being crazy?
Twitter is being crazy a little bit, but no, I was commenting. I wasn't just freaking.
Well, no. I mean, I had a tweet that just popped up, not you. You popped up like a couple seconds later, but there was another one that just kind of retweeted itself. Really weird. Anyway, set in 1898 London, all the evidence of the police investigation points to Sherlock Holmes as the main suspect in a case involving theft, fraud, and double crossings. Unable to prove his own innocence, Holmes is rapidly losing London's trust as doubt spreads through the city like wildfire. Even Dr. Watson's faith in his friend begins to waver. As the famous detective flees Scotland Yard and raises further suspicion.
Now I gotta go find that song. Stevie Nicks, Wildfire.
Oh, good Lord. Prowling around at night, destructive evidence. Would Holmes go so far as to commit murder? Well, I am not sure I want to play this. Of course, again, you get to be Sherlock Holmes, and this is your investigation. You can unfold an incredible conspiracy on the PS3, Xbox, and PC in 2012. I wonder how they're going to put this together. It's saying that it's going to be a puzzle. You got handles, inspect clues, reenact crimes, and use the game's new deduction system to draw your own conclusions. Choose your questioning approach to catch characters off guard and gather valuable information. Players are facing an open investigation, so you must decide which leads to follow and which to ignore. Okay, that may be interesting.
That could be very, very interesting.
Very, very interesting. So I may want to pick this one up. I may want to play this. Anyway, you can check that out at our site, Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
And the screenshots after I send a mail to them said, look, we need for you not to be putting the screenshots into the email. We need them attached. And I'm also very angry that Sherlock Holmes does not look like Robert Downey Jr. because that's the hot Sherlock Holmes. You should have just went to him and said, hey, we want to use your face. You know what I don't understand about Sherlock Holmes? Every time I haven't read all the books. I think I read one or two when I was in high school, you would think that as many crimes as he solved, they would never suspect him of anything, that it's just something elaborate that they're unable to figure out. Wouldn't you think that after a while?
Yeah, you would think it, but no, apparently not, because, you know, people are nuts.
You did it, Sherlock. You said that last time, and I didn't do it then, so why would I do it now? Yeah, but you did it. It points to you. It always points to me.
Wow. You would think so, but no. See, people never figure this out. And what is going on? Why can't I get back to my news story, people? Stop! What?
Yeah, we're having one of those days on a Thursday. This is usually a Monday type.
On a Thursday. I know. All right, there we go. Maybe I can read this.
Oh, no, you can't because it just cut you off. I don't know if you can hear me, Ginger.
My God, why? All right, seriously, you just like muted me out of the blue. That was so weird.
Oh, wow. We are having some difficulties. Please stand by. Do you want me to do
that? Yeah. All right. So Ubisoft revamps Monster Burner.
Ooh.
Yeah, includes new level updates, pinpoint controls, and faster gameplay now available for iPhone. Today, Ubisoft announced that Monster Burner, the frantic arcade puzzle game, is now available for free on the App Store. New Gold Rush levels allow players to amass great fortune in a short amount of time with coins to enable players to procure upgraded spells and destroy even more monsters. The update also allows for faster gameplay and more precise fireball controls that with added support for iPhone and the iPad. In Monster Burner, players must protect their riches by blasting invading hordes of gold-thirsty monsters with ferocious spells. Spells encourage players to draw and release devastating fireballs to destroy monsters en masse. For on-the-go gamers, For on-the-go gamers, iCloud support allows players to launch Monster Burner on the iPhone, continue the game on the iPad, and finish later on the iPod Touch. All right, so if you want more information and where to download this, I've got a link for you. I've also got a picture up for you on GameNatrix.com this morning. Head over there and check it out. And Corey's all quiet.
Ran across a hot gamer guy. I was being flirty. Okay.
I may need a picture. I may need a picture.
I cannot, unfortunately.
See? Y'all see how mean she is to me? She tells me that there's a hot gamer
guy, and then
she won't.
I said, I can't. I didn't say I didn't want to. I said, I can't. There's a difference. Notice my wording. Can't, not don't want to. Because you know we share everything here. We overshare here at Gaminatrix. If you all knew some of the stuff we talk about. Anyway, Groupon people. Well, looks like they're headed down a slippery slope. I hope you guys can come back. According to a former salesperson at Groupon, top sales talent is leaving the company as troubles start to mount. As of this morning, Groupon reached another all-time low, trading on the NASDAQ at $10, which is half off of its original IPO price of $20 in April. In the month of April, the stock lost 42% of its value. Salespeople are leaving for a number of reasons. One of the biggest is the volumes on each deal are declining. It's not uncommon for a deal in the San Francisco area to sell for fewer than 100 units. As a rep at Groupon, the source said, you pay attention to every single deal you run every week. Since about November of 2011 onward, all of my peers in sales were just like selling worth peep anymore, and management ignored it. I think about deals for hair salons that would bring in $10,000 in one day in late 2010, and since then the same salon has been featured on Groupon 12 times and now brings in $1,000 when it runs. This was happening all across all merchant categories. Top salespeople are often among the first to leave troubled companies. They are easily employable, and the troubles directly affect their compensation. Makes perfect sense. VentureBeat is reporting that Groupon sales rates are paid a low base wage, about $32,500 annually, plus commissions on each deal based on how profitable it is for Groupon. As fewer deals sell, they make less money. Merchants are demanding a better revenue share, which also cuts the commissions. Overly optimistic targets also hurt. The declining volumes really did hurt. Especially since management's revenue projections did not factor in declining volumes, and salespeople there were paid a percentage based on their monthly percent quota. So if a deal's run and it doesn't sell as many units as management projects beforehand, it's the sales rep who loses because he or she doesn't hit the quota. Well, even before the Groupon IPO, people were saying they saw signs of the decline. In quarter one 2011, the average sales per sales rep was $172,000. Quarter two of 2011, that dropped to $138,000. Yeah. That's a lot of money. I've known that. I've been working there.
No kidding, right?
Sales per rep, $172,000. Some of us don't want to sell stuff, but maybe I need to grab me a course or something. Woo!
No kidding. Nom, 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 nom.
Good morning, Joe. We don't know if you're going to hear anything pre-recorded. We experienced some serious technical difficulties. We ask that you please stand by.
Serious. Serious.
And we may be experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right. We got a couple of minutes, so I'm going to go over this because we need to be talking about CISPA, people. We really, really, really do.
Yeah, I saw that.
Firefox maker Mozilla voices opposition to CISPA. While most tech companies have decided to either quietly support, oppose, or stay out of the fight altogether, Mozilla, who makes Firefox, has come out strongly against the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, CISPA. Mozilla's privacy and public policy lead, Alex Fowler, told Forbes in a statement, "While we wholeheartedly support a more secure internet, CISPA has a broad and alarming reach that goes far beyond internet security. The bill infringes on our privacy, includes vague definitions of cybersecurity, and grants immunities to companies and governments that are too broad around information misuse. We hope the Senate takes the time to fully and openly consider these issues with stakeholder input before moving forward with this legislation." Interestingly enough, Google has not taken a position on the bill, telling Forbes that, "We think this is an important issue and we are watching the process closely, but we haven't taken a formal position on any specific legislation." Mozilla has talked about legislation that it thinks will harm the internet. It came out strongly against SOPA and PIPA in January and joined other techie companies like Google, Reddit, and Facebook in their online protests against the bills. Hey, Google, what the hell? Why are you not getting behind and, you know, telling CISPA to go shove it? And saying you're watching, but seriously, but we've been watching too. This is not good. This is not good.
I think people kind of started resting on their laurels after the whole PIPA, SOPA thing, and we think, oh, it's over. We told you when we were talking to you guys, it's not over.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be over for some time, and even then, people are going to still continue to do it until this later generation of people are out of office, I'm afraid.
We can make that happen a little quicker. We need to find us a nice loophole. But like this,
I know, we just need to start feeding these people bacon every day, every morning.
Now, we need us
here,
a really good
you'll
young
have your
lawyer.
Bowl of bacon.
We need us a really good young lawyer who understands loopholes, and we need to find a loophole to get every single one of them out of office. It says if you wear shoelaces on the floor of Senate on a Tuesday that has a red stripe on it that you can no longer serve. This was put into law in 1985 when they were trying to avoid having hip-hop artists on the floor. Therefore, since you have done this, I am sorry, but we're going to have to ask you to resign your position as senator. that's what I need right there.
I like this idea. Yes, I like this idea. Seriously, some of you people who are in office? Wow. Dinosaurs ain't got nothing on you.
Yeah, pick up a newspaper and a gaming console and quit all this BS. Anyway, it's time for us to go. We will be back later tonight, hopefully static and breakup free.
Put on the boots and shoes and your leather jacket. I'm gonna be your girl tonight. I'm gonna make you apple pie. I'm gonna wear my cherry red. I'm gonna give you lots of. I'm gonna be your separate wife. You can dress me like a knight. I'm gonna wear my cherry red. I'm gonna give you lots of room in my bed.
Later, boys and girls.